Okay, this time we're podcasting. Hello, hello, and welcome. I'm Nick Korn.
I'm not.
And welcome to the Leeko Studios podcast, Freeware Game Review number 19, Cave Story and the Underside. I just made you say underwear.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Start with Cave Story.
Let's start with Cave Story.
Because that's a game that's actually been released.
Or as it's called in the original Japanese, Dokutsu Monogatari.
Dokutsu Monogatari.
Or Cave Story.
Or, where is my one guitar?
I'm assuming, like, Dokutsu is cave. Oh.
Well, I know Doko is where, and Mono Gitari. So, where is my one guitar?
I see. Brilliant. Okay.
Oh, no, wait. A guitar was a mixture between a guitar and a Ferrari.
Wow. That's pretty badass.
It's like you drive and it's like...
So, it's like Basara?
Who?
Basara.
Combination between a boss and a Sura?
No, Basara. The lead singer of Firebomber. It's from a Macross. I forget which one. Is it 10? Is it 7? I don't know.
I don't know from Macross.
He had a Valkyrie that he piloted with a guitar. He went up into space, and he made aliens listen to his song.
I gotta watch 11 of Black Heaven. He doesn't confuse them with emotion-filled music. Blows them away with hard rock. So anyway.
Well, that was fast.
We're talking about Dokutsu Monogatari.
Okay. Do you like Metroid?
Yeah, I like Metroid.
Do you like Symphony of the Night?
Yeah, I like Symphony of the Night.
Do you like,
Dwarf Fortress?
Yes.
Can't wait to play some Cave Story. Okay.
Cave Story is a,
It's a 2D platformer in a very pixelated style. Very beautiful, very fluid, actually.
Yeah.
Like, it's pixelated, but not because it's crappy, because that's just the style. It's really nice, actually.
It's released by Studio Pixel. I guess it's kind of their, MO. It's a game of the Castleroid Metroidvania mold. A platforming exploration game. Released in some time.
Cave Story was released in 2004 for the PC. Designed and created over 5 years by Daisuke Amaya, art name Pixel.
Yeah.
Translated into English by Aeon Genesis. Man, I remember Aeon Genesis because they released a couple of English language packs for some of the Super Robot Wars SNES games, ROMs.
Mm-hmm.
So I have one. I can play Super Robot Wars 3 if I feel so behooved.
So thank you, Aeon Genesis, for these many gifts. So Cave Story, like I said, it's like a platforming exploration game. But one thing that sort of sets it apart from, you know, Metroid or Castlevania or, I don't know, others, is that, whereas those games do have stories, they're often, like, set around the gameplay.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you're playing Metroid, it's, okay, we've landed on this planet, or, you know, I've landed on this planet.
Go for it, dude.
Go find things and stuff.
Well, you know, in the NES days, I think the thing with the NES was, like, Metroid was just so big that they, like, couldn't fit a story or something.
But with this, you're talking to people, the story is revealed to you as it goes along, and it's quite a story.
Yeah, it's cinematically revealed, and then there's there's some people who like story in the sense of the things that happen while you play the game, but then this game also has a certain amount of backstory, as in, like, you know, the story of the world, and that you learn by playing, by exploring.
Yeah, it's revealed to you in, like, a pretty realistic way. Like, you interact with characters and like, oh, what are you? Some kind of robot? Wait, you're not here to hurt us? And you're like, wait, why would I be here to hurt you?
Wait, I'm a robot?
Yeah.
Name's Quote, anyway.
So...
There's a race of dog-like people?
I thought rabbit-like.
I thought they were more dog-like.
They're white. They've got ears. So, yeah.
There's this race of dog-like people, And eventually you find out something about them, but basically what you know is that they're kind of being enslaved by Dr. Robotnik and being turned into animals, and so you and your two-tailed fox friend have to go... No, wait.
Strike that. You learn that they're being, like, held in captivity and experimented on by the nefarious doctor. He's just the doctor.
Really? I thought he's not, like, Dr. Hell?
No, it's just the doctor.
Dr. Horrible? Dr. Evil? Dr. Nefarious?
The doctor.
The doctor. Dr. House?
The doctor.
Okay.
There's Dr. Cosimo.
Dr. No.
Cosimo.
Green-haired Otacon.
Green-haired Otacon. And his sister Sue, and they help you out, and Dr. Booster. There's a lot of doctors in this game.
Well, because the idea is, like, they're trying... Something about this race of dog people, I think they're called the Miasma.
Mimiga.
The Mimiga. Apparently they have the ability...
Don't go. Don't tell them.
They have some sort of special ability that scientists have been sent there to study. Kind of. There's also red gems.
The red flowers.
No. Oh, right. I thought when you fight the doctor, they're gems.
Well, yeah, because he's, like, gemified them or something.
Gemified flowers. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird, though, because the part of, like, the cinematic, like, storytelling slash setup of this game is that you don't even have to fight the boss at the end.
Mm. There's a point in the game where you can just say, okay, I've had enough with this crazy island. Let's leave.
Yeah, like, you're talking to green-haired Otacon, and he's like, hello, this one dragon has survived. Shall we get the fuck out of here? And you just say yes or no. And if you say yes, you fly away, the credits roll, and the game's kind of over. But then, you know, what happened to the rest of the story? What about the doctor? What about all the Mimiga, and what's going on with them, you know?
Yeah.
And the game has I think that's like the only branching story point in the game, isn't it?
No, there's a few other things that you can change the outcome of.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a couple of branching story paths in this game, which really don't affect the gameplay, but, you know, it's one of those things where it's just like, hey, it's kind of cute. Your actions will determine the outcome, and depends on... Because sometimes, by the end of this game, the story is really sad.
Yeah, there are parts of it that, like, really got me the first time through.
Yeah, like, because, I mean, you're thinking, like, oh, it's a cute little game. You play as this cute robot boy with a hat on his head. And, like, you know, you get the polar star, and it's the pew, pew, pew.
Yeah, you're jumping around, you're trading weapons with people, you get the jetpack, whoosh.
And then it's like, no, your mother drowned. Not really, but it's that kind of, like, stunning, oh, wait, crap, this is depressing kind of realization. Yeah, but the rest of the gameplay, you go around, you collect stuff, you get more guns, you fight enemies in the caves, like cat blobs and bats and shit.
Yeah. And as well as the doctor's two cronies, Balrog and Misery. Misery, who's like some kind of blue-skinned flying witch, and Balrog, who's like...
A TV man.
I think he's a lunchbox.
I think he's a TV man. But he's like so friendly, because like...
Yeah.
Like the first time he's like, hey, what are you doing here? Are we here to fight? And I was just like, no. And he's like, okay. And he jumped away.
Yeah, his role in the game is to drop down from the ceiling and go, huzzah!
Kind of. The gameplay is very tight, because, I mean, we can't reveal much about the story, so we should... Like, the story is very cinematic, and it's just a very good example of how storytelling can be done, even in, like, 2D games. Like, you know, you don't have to be Half-Life, but
well,
we know that already.
Because Half-Life is the pinnacle of video game storytelling.
No, it's not. That is the joke, you see.
Caesar.
Okay.
So yeah, but the gameplay is good. The platforming is... I want to say crisp, but I don't know if that means anything.
Crisp?
Crisp.
Yeah, I mean, it's like... Because it...
Actually, it's kind of floaty, but I like it.
Well, yeah, because it's like, you need to platform, you need to be able to, like, jump mildly accurately, but it's not ball-breakingly hard.
Yeah.
So... And it really just comes off as a fun experience. And then you're like, you're collecting more guns, and you're trading your guns for more stuff, and you find, like, the gunsmith.
You have to collect all the puppies to get through the door.
And you have to find the jelly to put out the fire in the jelly fireplace or something.
And then you find the robot, and he needs more jelly to make bombs with.
Because that's all he knows how to do. And then you're traveling down the egg corridor, and you're like, man, there's a lot of fucking eggs in this corridor.
So yeah, all around it's a good experience. It's atmospheric without being, like, I don't know, visually overwhelming.
Yeah. And then, well, yeah, that's the other thing. Like, it's the style lends itself, like, they're really good at making pretty games. I don't like saying stylistic. I think we use that too much because we don't know how to better describe it.
Yeah, maybe.
But it's, you know, it looks good, it feels good, it's got a great story, so it reads and sounds good.
It's got a retro style to it, if you like that sort of thing.
Yeah, which you should like that sort of thing. Especially in 2D platformers.
Especially in 2D platformers, because, I mean, what else is there?
Yeah. I've been told that I should be playing Braid right now.
Oh, yeah.
Because apparently
that looks... Because you have... Yeah.
Apparently that looks goddamn awesome.
Yeah.
I haven't downloaded it yet. Maybe we can do that later.
I would if I had Xbox.
360.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say Live, but, I mean, I don't even have Xbox.
Well, you don't need Live to get games.
Well, yeah, I know.
Okay, anyway. Yeah, so it's like... It may not be... Well, I guess it all is hand-drawn. Anyway, we're kind of arguing about semantics here. Cave Story is a really freaking awesome game. It's got a great story, great gameplay, and it's short, ain't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's about maybe 4 or 5 hours, if that much.
Maybe a bit longer, I don't know.
Really? All I know is that it took me maybe about 4 or 5 days playing pretty much only during class. It was game design class. It counts.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So the other game that we're talking about today is very similar.
Yeah, it's called The Underside. Here is the... Underside is in very much the same vein. It's a 2D platformer with pixelated graphics. You run, you jump, you have guns. Unfortunately, this game is still only in a preview version.
Mm-hmm.
The Underworld, The Underside Preview 2.zip.
Who's it made by, Nick?
What is this place called? Exploration Platform Game. No. Insignificant Studios. So, they got a webpage, insignificantstudios.com. Like usual, I'll put links in the show notes so you don't actually have to figure out what the hell I'm saying.
Yep.
But, I don't know. We just started playing it. It seems very much in the same vein. Like, there's storytelling, there's running, there's jumping, there's guns.
Yeah. The game has a good sense of humor about it. Like, you find all of these signs that are...
Yeah.
Strategically placed to be hilarious.
Yeah, like, oh, we were just playing, and this was actually... I don't want to give it away. It was too good.
Yeah, let's... There's a sign, and there's a rhino, and the sign says something on it that's hilarious within the context of the rhino.
Yes. But, and then, yeah, it's definitely, I think, a much more lighthearted game. At least so far. Like we said, the preview version only has, like... the first couple of levels, I guess. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't even make it to the end of that yet, but yeah. Apparently the entire game is going to be huge.
It is very lighthearted, though. Like, instead of, you know, little health stations like you have in Cave Story, there's invincible burgers.
So every time you take a bite, it doesn't actually damage it, so it can stay there forever and heal you.
Yeah.
So that's... It's definitely got a better sense of humor. I mean, you play as some sort of, like... The opening of the game, like, you fall out of the sky, and a rat falls on you, and he's like, what are you, some sort of cat or dog or something? Me? I'm a mouse, but I wish I were a robin, because I'm robbing you right now. And then he steals your pretty thing. I don't even know what it was. Might have been a cannon, might have been a wallet, I don't know.
Something precious.
Yeah. But, I guess, since the real game isn't out yet, I guess the reason we're mentioning this is because, this game, when you download even a preview pack, it comes with their game. It comes with the Almighty Paintbrush, which actually sort of the name of that works into the backstory of the game, but it's basically a level editing program.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just looking at this a few minutes ago, and it is very easy to make levels.
Yeah, like the name suggests, you just kind of like select what you want, and you draw it around, and the game knows, you know, what to do with it.
Yeah, and it was kind of weird. As it turns out, when you see the blocks that say W and L, those are water and lava. Because I just drew some L blocks randomly, and I didn't, like, sort of associate them to any areas. So, I kind of just started getting hit by lava when I was walking around. But it's very, seems to be open and friendly to modding, and, like, it's not even the kind of editor where you have to, like, get everything right on, like, the first try, or it won't even let you, like, test it out. It's just sort of like, here you go. And it seems to be very simple, and I guess we're going to try working on something about it later.
Yeah.
But then there's already a bunch of, like, complete, or at least in-progress, mod games working for it.
Yeah. There are a couple that just kind of show off, like, hey, you can do some interesting things with this level editor, like Duncan's Dream. It's Duncan, right?
Maybe. No, Buddy.
Buddy's Bad Dream, which...
It was Dunkin' Donuts.
Right, Dunkin' Donuts, which has, like, a really crazy tile set, because it's a dream. And it's like, look, you can replace all of these things and make it look crazy.
And you can just be strange. Oh, I love the part where it was like, this is a sign. You design signs. Sign, design, sign. Sign, design, design, sign, design, sign. I am a sign. I am design. I am the sign. The Buddy Buddy Committee.
And then you find a sign later on. It's like, I'm reading you. Very ironic.
I know. It's just, like, so wonderful like that. But, again, this is, like... So, this is a game that, like, not even done yet, and it has a pretty cool modding community.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, that's, I guess that's why it's look into. Cause, also, because it's kind of just, like a... It's a platformer building game as it stands. Like, when it's done, I think the actual story's going to be really good.
Yeah.
But,
It has, you know, the own undertones of epicness already. It's like, in the beginning, God created the world, but he didn't like it, so he flipped it over and started again.
Because the world is a piece of paper, I guess. I don't know, it looks really cool. It made us think of Symphony of the Night because there's an upside-down city, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to a right-side-up city. Well, there's both.
Well, there is on the top side, but you're on the underside.
Yeah. Thus the name of the game. So yeah, give that a look too. It's kind of like this. Cave Story does have a bit of a modding community.
Does it?
Yeah. There's like the Cave Story modding toolkit, and it's a program you can download. I got it, but I couldn't understand it at all.
Well, is all like the documentation in Japanese?
I don't know. I didn't even read the documentation.
Oh.
I have issues with that. I don't like documents. But basically, as it seems to stand, these two games are very similar, and if you like Cave Story, you can get the underside, and it's a much easier, like, way to create a game like this.
Yeah.
Actually, I'd be curious to see if we could, force it to up the resolution to give it, like, high-res graphics. That'd be interesting. We could check it out later. But, yeah, these are two games. They're awesome. Should play them.
Indeed.
And,
I think that's all we have to say.
Yeah, do we even need a final thought on this? Cave Story. 2D platforming cinematic action at its finest.
The Underside. A work in progress, but it holds a lot of potential. Keep an eye on it for the future.
Yeah, pretty much. So, you know, show notes in the podcast. It's not right. Show notes on the website for the podcast. We never get emails.
But you can email us at podcast@elitecrewstudios.net.
Yes. Cool. Yeah, you know, it seems kind of sad to me that we have, like, we've had about 6 or 7 different hosts, and we only have about 3 subscribers on a regular basis.
That's cool.
I think that's sad. Like, the people who are a part of it don't listen, pay attention.
Well, they already said it. What do they need to hear their own words for, you know?
Well, because they don't know what everybody else is saying. Like, nobody else knows what we're saying. This is going to be unknown for, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, a few days.
Think of it. This is like a time capsule.
They did that on the Loading Ready Run podcast.
What?
They do Askler, and one guy was like, let's see here. At the rate at which you guys answer questions, I write this now. You're not going to get to it for, like, 2 or 3 weeks. So, my question is, what's it like in the future?
Aha!
He was like, we all have jetpacks and laser guns. And they were like, awesome. So yeah, Cave Story, digging cave, platform, cave, science.
You've already wrapped us up twice. We just did the closer. Let's leave.
Okay, podcast over. Ding, boom, boom, ding, boom, boom, la 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 la. Hey man, do you ever, like, look at Snoopy and realize that his entire face is just one big boob?
No, I didn't.
Next time you see a pair of breasts, you're gonna see 2 Snoopies. Which is more horrifying? Ugh.